Warning, if you don't follow these steps properly, you will die. Do not play this game at all. You will die. Hide and Seek Alone, or Hitori Kakurunbo, is a famous game in Japan and Korea, originating from Japan, where you let a spirit or demon possess a doll and then play a game of hide and seek with them. The game is necromancy. It is potentially very dangerous and is not good for your sanity. Do not try this game just because you're curious or want to experience it for yourself. It's a very dangerous, life-risking game. If you're going to play this game, it's best to keep the pets outside. There have been reports of dogs barking and cats hissing at nothing. Some even reported their pets behaving strangely after the game. The following is a set of tools you'll need, if you choose to ignore the warning. A stuffed doll with limbs. Not a human doll, as there's a huge chance the spirit will not leave it. If you have an animal doll with limbs, that can be used as well. Something like a teddy bear or a stuffed animal. The next item is rice. Enough to be used as stuffing instead of the cotton for your doll. The rice is said to attract the spirit. Something from your body. Usually fingernails for the doll to represent you. This means that if you do something to the doll, the same thing will happen to yourself. Never use someone else's body parts. This results in the doll replacing that person instead, and the game will not work correctly. A sharp-edged object to anger the spirit in the doll by stabbing it. Be sure not to use a knife or scissors, as the doll will possibly stab you with it after it finds you, so use a pencil or a needle. It's also recommended to use something like a wooden toothpick. Red thread to sew up the hole you made in the doll. This later symbolizes blood vessels and acts as a restraint later in the game. Salt or salt water. This will be used later in the game to get rid of the spirit in the doll. A bathtub with water. If your home does not have a bathtub, a basin large enough to put the doll in with water in the bathroom works also. A very safe sanctuary or hiding spot. When it's the doll's turn to find you, if you have a room with statues and things related to your religion, it's recommended to make that your hiding spot. Starting the ritual. Give your stuffed doll a name, like Fluffy, Rover, something like that. Cut the doll open and take all of the stuffing out. Put the rice in the doll as well as the part of your body you took earlier. Sew the doll back again with the red thread and wrap the remaining red string around the whole doll. This is important as it binds the spirit. Prepare the bath or large basin by filling it with water and then wait until 3 a.m. sharp. Some versions of the game say that you don't have to wait until 3 a.m., but that's up to you. Remember to turn off all the lights in the house, but leave only the television on. Once it's 3 a.m., take the doll with you to the bathroom and repeat, "First tagger is your name." Say it three times sternly while closing your eyes, then place the doll in the bath or basin. Walk away to another room, but do not look back. If you look back, you may see the spirit possessing the doll. If said spirit makes eye contact or notices you looking at it, it may come after you. Count slowly from 1 to 10. After that, turn around and proceed back to the doll. Go close to the doll in the bath and say, "I found you," doll's name, and then stab the doll with the weapon or object. After that, close your eyes and repeat, "Now, doll's name, is it?" three times. Leave the object inside the doll, then pour some salt water into your mouth. Do not drink the salt water because it protects you from the spirit in the doll, and you will need the remaining salt water to end the ritual. Bring along the cup of salt water and go to your hiding place. It's recommended to keep your doors and windows unlocked in case you unexpectedly run into some trouble and someone needs to come inside and help. It is recommended to have a cell phone on silent mode and brightness on its lowest level in case of emergencies. Keep the salt water in your mouth at all times. Never attempt to swallow it. Remember to remain silent when you're hiding. Any sounds from you will alert the doll to where you are. If the doll finds you, it will stab you with the object you stabbed it with, and then possibly possess you as well. Keep the salt water near at all times. This is very important advice that will help you in the long run. Ending the ritual. Ending the ritual the correct way is very important, as this will end the game as well. To end the ritual, get out of your hiding spot, find the doll, it may not be in the bathroom, and then drink the salt water. Pour the remaining salt water around the doll in a circle as well. Close your eyes and shout, "I win!" three times. The spirit in the doll will give up and the game ends. You must dispose of the doll by burying it with salt. Otherwise, the spirit will attempt to re-enter the doll and it may come after you. Some versions say to put salt in every corner of your house after you bury the doll, especially where the doll has been found, since salt drives away most malevolent spirits. Warnings. Do not play this game for more than 2 hours. The spirit inside the doll will be extremely difficult to remove. Messing around with spirits is very dangerous, so play the game at your own risk. Nobody will be responsible for your own death as you risk your life to play the game. Do not turn around when heading to your hiding place. You may see something very disturbing. Do not play when someone else is in the house. You must be alone to play this game, because the other person might unintentionally be found instead, and they may be stabbed instead of you. Do not play with more than one person. It needs to be one person and one person only, because there's a great chance that instead of the doll, the other person may be possessed instead. Do not turn on the lights while playing this game. Only leave on your television. Do not fall asleep, no matter how tired, exhausted, or sleepy you are while hiding. The doll will eventually find you and possess your body, as the meaning of this ritual is, if you find me, you can have my body. Do not attempt to leave the house while the game is still going on. Unless you want to end the ritual and the doll is not in the house, it will still find you. Do not play this game if you get frightened easily or have a very weak heart. This game is life-threatening and very terrifying to most people who have played it. Better still, don't play this game at all. Do not give the doll your name or the name of one of your acquaintances. You or your acquaintances can be the victim of a curse. Messing around with rituals like this is dangerous. They are serious rituals, not games. If you make a single mistake, then expect to meet a very nasty end. You have been warned.